What's going on, Cuddy?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Long time no talk to.
Hey, how you been?
I've been great. How have you been?
Good, fantastic.
Let me just keep it funky with you. The last time I saw you in person was when you came through the city and you were doing Day and Night. And just watching you grow as a talent and just trailblazing for the city has just been amazing. You've had a wonderful ride and you're still going. And I just want to tell you thank you from the city for what you've been doing and how you've kind of inspired the rest of us to keep moving.
Oh, man, I'm like... You got me emotional up here. Y'all better stop it.
You know all we love you. You know it's all up
man,
here.
That means so much to me hearing that, man. That you don't know that. That's really, wow, thank you.
You know we're proud of you.
I just work really hard. And I, you know, every day I just hope that people see it and know that I'm riding for them. I might not scream at the top of my lungs all the time, but, like, you know, I'm definitely always holding Cleveland down the street wherever I go when people know that about me. So, yeah. Like, it's dope to just hear that, you know. It makes me feel great.
Yeah, you represent us well. On top of that, though, I want to talk to you about the album. Tell me about Indicud.
Indicud, man, it came out on Tuesday. It's, like, killing it. People are getting hip to it, you know. I'm making a lot of new fans, which is cool and exciting. Yeah.
You know, you've always made music that has never really been, I want to say, cookie cutter or what people actually expect. When you're in the studio, what keeps you going and blazing your own path?
Well, I mean, I think it's just, it's something that is just naturally built in me. Like, I just really go in the studio to have fun, and I'm always trying to, like, push the boundaries of what I can do and learn new things. I mean, just like with the rock album, I wanted to learn the guitar, and that was my main inspiration behind that. And, you know, this was just me wanting to learn how to produce. So it always has to be something that drives me to get down and start into a project. And this was just like, you know, the production side of things, which was very new to me, even though I've, you know, kind of messed around with beats before. But this is a different frontier. I think people are, they're embracing it. People like it so far, so good.
So tell me, who did you work with on the album that you were really excited to work with?
Well, I was excited to work with everybody, you know. I'm not one for, you know, doing a lot of features, and, you know, this was a big step for me to, like, you know, fuse my sound with more artists and people that I admire. And you never know how things are going to pan out when you get in the studio with somebody, and thank God, you know, everything went smooth and we came out with really great records. And that's just, you know, I'm happy that I was able to acquire the features that I was able to get. And everybody, I can't even name one specifically because they all were amazing experiences for me. And everybody was so kind and humble and just willing to be a part of the project in any magnitude. And it was just dope, man. It just helped me realize that I definitely grew a lot just by working with other people and not being so shy to sit down and bounce ideas with people. It's a great experience, especially when the end result is like a fresh-ass record, you know?
Right. How did you end up working with Michael Bolton? How did that happen?
I just reached out. Like, I was working on the record. I was doing this reference, you know, and I was like, man, I hear Michael Bolton on here, man. I hear his voice. He's the only one that can sing this. And we reached out. He responded, and he was a fan of my music. He knew my stuff, and he loved my videos.
But how does that feel, like, when you reach out to Michael Bolton, and he's like, oh, I'm a fan of your work already? Like, what does that feel like?
Yeah, I couldn't. I thought he was BSing me for a little bit. I couldn't believe it. It took me a minute to process, even when he was in front of me, because we got in the studio, and he was telling me to my face, like, yo, I love your videos. I've seen your videos, and I just think you're super creative. And this is Michael Bolton telling me this, and he's so sincere. And it's just like, I was just blown away. And it was just such a learning experience to be around mature people, you know. It was crazy. If you could imagine, it was what it was.
Right.
Being around the greatness of Michael Bolton, it was overwhelming.
So right now, we've been running the girl song with Too Short. It gets so much love, but it's just like, it's just a fun song.
Yeah, man, it's groovy. I wanted to make a record. I wanted to make an entire album full of just energy, you know. And I've never really, you know, taking that that journey before with the Man on the Moon albums. It was all kind of mid-tempo and slow.
Right.
So this was my time. This was my time to like just experiment and try new things. And Girls was definitely like one of the first jams that I did in the first 5-song batch. So I was like, okay, we got something. Right. You know, this shit moves and it feels right, and it's what I would love to hear if I was out kicking it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Wherever, on vacation or out for the night, or even just starting my day. You know what I mean? The record is an anytime type of record, anytime you want to play type of groove.
What's your favorite song on the album? If you had to pick one.
I can't say. I mean, I love them all because, I really worked hard on it. But Lord of the Sad Lonely is one of my personal favorites because it's just, I'm just really proud of it. You know, I'm really, really proud of that beat. I'm proud of the raps on there.
Did you make the beat yourself?
Yeah, I produced the whole album, and that was one of the beats that I'm the most proud of. Just because it just sounds so sinister and just strong and mighty. I don't think I've heard such a record so mighty.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard anyone describe a record as so mighty. What inspired it?
Man, I think just, what inspired the whole entire album was just, I'm back, I have something to say, and very strong energy coming back in, a lot more confidence with myself as the artist. And in the first album, I had the confidence to tell these tales, but I couldn't say that I had the confidence to be an artist or to be in those shoes. And now I guess it's just the maturity factor.
So I keep hearing you say that I had a lot more confidence. What inspired that confidence level raising from Man on the Moon to Indica now? Like, in that 3-year period, what went on in your life to inspire that growth or give you that confidence as an artist?
Well, I think just getting in touch with my fans and, just talking to them on Twitter, something as simple as that. Any artist can get in this headspace where they might, second guess their work or feel like something that they've done in the past wasn't good enough, or what they're working on in the moment isn't good enough, especially if you've taken time off. But I think it was just like, seeing that the fans are just rooting for me, and then also like believing in myself for a change, Like, I think that that's the most powerful thing any person can do, is believe in themselves wholeheartedly, with no doubt. And I think, like, that's what I had when I moved from Cleveland to New York. Like, I believed in myself so much. Like, I dreamed of it. I believe it to be so, even though it seemed like a long shot.
Right.
And that's kind of like, I got my fire back, like, from back when I walked in that studio and I said, I'm going to produce this album. It just ignited a flame that had been off, I guess, for a while in a different aspect of my life, I guess I didn't know of.
I want to ask you about King Chip. Like,
yeah.
Of course, I know you and Chip are boys, and it's first of all, it's so cool to see, like, how much of an influence you've had on his career and his life and just him moving to LA and growing. What are you guys working on now?
Well, definitely we're basking in the magnificence that is Indica for right now.
Right.
But me and Chip is always, like, always working on stuff, and, like, we're totally getting in the studio after I'm done with Need for Speed. And even in between, I'll be looking up with him, what he's working on, and I'll have some beats that I've been making while I'm on the road. We're constantly, me and Chip never stop working.
Definitely.
And that's another thing people gotta understand. Like, we always messing around in the studio, like, cooking up something just to stay in the game, stay on our toes, practice, Like, we have tons of records that people haven't heard yet that we got, might go back and revisit and polish up. But our key component to the whole thing is just having fun. Me and Chip don't go in the studio with stress. We don't go to Chip like, all right, we need to make this on a record. We just be going in the studio just kicking it and just making jams.
Is it true that you're starting your own label?
Well, I've always had my own label. So there's been a lot of confusion about that, but I've always had my own label. I've actually always had two. Like,
okay.
I have one, which was Dream On, with my partnership with Pat in the Middle, and I have Wicked Awesome.
Okay.
Which both labels kind of live in their own space, But Wicked Awesome is the label that I'm going to be putting music out on for from here on out.
And I've I always see this a lot with you. I guess not just with you, but with a lot of artists online and especially on Twitter. Like, Twitter gives people like this backbone that they never ever had in real life to like come at people so crazy. So how do you deal with like the backlash or just the rumors? Like, how do you stay in your own headspace to keep moving forward with negative energy coming at you?
Well, there's just so much, like, there's, like, for every piece of hate, there's, like, a trillion times more love for that one piece of hate, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's, like, I'm just so focused on the love. Like, I see the love so much online, just wherever I'm at, like, in the streets. Like, it's hard to focus on the negative, you know? You know the negative is there, but, like, man, I got the number one album on iTunes right now. It's
right.
The fourth day. Like, let's be real, like, There are people out there that want to hear me. There's people out there that support me.
There's people that need you.
Yeah, they need me, man, and I need them, so it works out. And you know, God's got my back. I mean, I'm doing something right, I think.
So listen, now, you know I got to keep it funky. You know I'm going to ask you this. When are you coming home?
I'm definitely doing a tour in July after I'm done with Need for Speed, and I will definitely be in Cleveland. Y'all know this.
I'm glad you said.
I can't hit the road without. I'm also thinking about doing multiple dates because, you know, one thing before, we've never done like back-to-back shows in Cleveland, and I think that like, you know, this time around with this album and just people want to see a Kid Cudi show, so I'm definitely gonna swing it through. Hell yeah, I'm down to come back.
Tell me about Need for Speed and how did you get linked up on that? I know you're excited about it.
Yeah, man, I go away to film on the 23rd, going out to Atlanta, and I'll be away for like 3 months, just kind of getting in on that. It's dope. I went through the whole process, auditioned, went on tape, met the director. It was a process, and it was cool. It was a good experience for me to learn, and I've been going on auditions for the past 2 years now, you know, and it's something I can't say you can ever get used to, but you get a rhythm and you know and you learn how to go on tape and lead, and it's cool. It's exciting, man. I'm really excited for everybody to see it.
This learning process never stops. What is the movie about?
It's basically about, well, I can't really give it away too much, but there's this race against time across the country to make it to this race. Underground racing circuit. And Aaron Paul plays the lead, and I play a character named Benny, who works in the shop and details cars, and he's also like an Army Reserves and flies helicopters, and I'm kind of like the eyes in the sky. I'm the guy that flies a helicopter around the city and makes sure the cops aren't fucking like chasing us down and stuff like that.
It sounds super exciting. It's a lot of action.
It's me in a helicopter. For real, like we're filming everything live. I'm gonna be actually in a helicopter flying around.
So you actually have to learn how to fly a helicopter, like.
Yeah, I mean, you go into the research and you fly with guys, and you get a feel for it. And I'm not really one that's afraid of heights, but flying in a helicopter is different than flying in a plane, and that's something that you realize immediately upon getting in a helicopter. But, you know, I like to think that I'm a professional. I think I'll be okay.
Cudi, like, you are crazy amazing right now. And I'm so glad you came and stopped by the Trap House to come hang out with me. You got the number one album on iTunes right now. And we love you. Your hometown misses you.
I love you, and I miss y'all, too. And I'm going to be back soon. No worries. You already know.